Welcome back, family, to another episode of our Called series from John Bevere. We are in week three, and the title of this of week three is called The Big Picture. And this lesson is one of those that quietly but powerfully reset how you view your life. Because today isn't about gifts, titles, platforms, or positions. It's about eternity, it's about faithfulness, and it's about understanding what we do with what God has given us. And that actually matters, not now, but forever. Crystal, when you walked through this lesson, what stood out to you right away?
Honestly, I would say it slowed me down. It reminded me that calling isn't about rushing, proving, or comparing. It's about my race and my race only. It's about being faithful to what God has put in front of me and trusting Him with the rest.
Yeah, that's so good. Okay, so before we go into the details, let's open up in prayer. Father God, thank you for your presence. Thank you for calling us, saving us, and trusting us with purpose. As we walk through this lesson, help us to hear you clearly and walk in obedience. Teach us how to live with eternity in view. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen.
Okay, as always, this podcast is meant for spiritual encouragement and biblical teaching. We are not biblical scholars, pastors. We're just two ladies who love the Lord and love the Word and just sharing what, you know, what we gain from it. So this is not a substitute for your pastors or going to the Holy Spirit and the Word and seeking His guidance. So please do that. Let's open our Bibles. So, Crystal, Tuesday night, we went into the John Bevere series, and we're in lesson three.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to give just like an overview. So as we covered in lesson two, there are many reasons why it's important to know, live, and fulfill God's specific calling in our lives, but none seems to be more important as this last one. We will be eternally rewarded if we do it. And the greatest eternal reward we could ever receive is meeting the people who we impacted and impacted us by our faithfulness to what God placed in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
Now, God will determine our reward when we stand before Him on Judgment Day.
Yep.
So even Christians will be judged. And we talked about that in Revelations. We really went into that a lot. But so there are two different judgments. We're not going to get back into that. But we will be judged. And then what's important to understand is we're not judged. Our sins aren't judged, like John Bevere said. We're being judged how we lived our life.
Correct.
So we're going to get into that. John Bevere opens this lesson with a statement that really reframes everything. Quote, "Our faith in Jesus determines where we will spend eternity, but the way we live determines how we spend eternity," end quote. So that came directly from John Bevere's teaching. That sentence alone makes you seriously pause and think, you know, because salvation is by grace. Fully, completely, there is no debating that. However, Scripture is also clear that believers will be evaluated, we're not going to be condemned, but we will be evaluated and judged, but for our reward.
Mm-hmm.
So what says you?
Yeah, and that's a very, very important distinction. So we don't always hear teaching on eternal reward, but it's all over Scripture. And I know when we did a Revelation study, we talked about it, like none of us really knew about rewards.
Right.
I thought there was only one judgment. I didn't understand that there was two. So we learned a lot. So if you haven't read Revelation, I was always afraid to do it. I highly, highly recommend you just really dive deep and study it.
Yeah.
Because it will explain this. But grace will save us, but it's our faithfulness that still matters.
Absolutely. And speaking of the Revelation series, just so you know, if you want to go listen to those podcasts, we went through every single and read every single word of Revelation over, what was it, 27, it was like 25 weeks. It was a long time. But Revelation is so deep, we could do that series again and get something completely different, and just add it to. So I strongly encourage you, if you're intimidated to read it alone, just go to our podcast and go through each Revelation, and it'll be a good experience for you. So getting back on track here, judgment for believers isn't punishment, and I think that's so important to understand. It's stewardship.
Right.
God saved us freely, but he entrusted us intentionally. And so how we live our life matters, and we talked a lot about that, and how we obey matters, and how we steward what he gave us truly does matter. Yeah. One of the discussion questions asks how scriptures about judgment for believers impacted us. And I think for me, it was very sobering, and it was not fearful. There was reverence, and I'm not panicked. And it reminds me that God is holy and my life isn't casual. Like, I need to take it and be intentional, and even more intentional. I mean, I've always thought I'm pretty intentional, but after listening to that series, it really made me think a little deeper, like, okay, you need to get even more intentional.
I felt that way too. And I think that was also the consensus for Tuesday night. I think everyone was saying like they want to live more intentionally. So I think this creates humility, and it reminds me that even the small choices matter, and that God sees the unseen faithfulness. And it's like you want to do your works for God and not for yourself.
Right. I think it was interesting that he brought up that, like, some people, he said he posted, and I won't be able to, like, be exact, but how he was posting things and asking questions like, you know, are you intentional, or do you do things for works knowing that you're going to go to heaven and how that's going to affect? And some people were kind of giving him comments back that he initially thought, oh, I agree with that. But then he's like, no, you know, even the people in the Bible said, like, live for your rewards. Like, it's very specific. Oh, yeah. Live for your reward. You should be living for your rewards
people
in heaven.
Said they're not living to be rewarded. They're living because they love Jesus. They're not living for rewards. They're not looking at the reward aspect.
Which I found interesting, it's like really kind of turned around, because if you do love Jesus and you love the Lord and you're living for the Lord and Jesus, you are living and living for what's going to happen in heaven and your rewards, because you want to reign with the Lord.
Absolutely.
So I found that was... You know, there was comfort in that. It reassures us, and that obedience is never wasted. And I absolutely love that.
That's true.
You know?
And I love that he did the depiction of, do you want to be the person on the sidelines walking towards Jesus, or do you want to be the warriors carrying Jesus, his rewards?
Yeah.
I want to be a warrior.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't want to be on the sidelines.
Yeah. Exactly. So scripture makes it clear that judgment for believers isn't condemnation.
Exactly. You know? And I'm going to read Romans 8:1, because honestly, Romans 8:1 settles that.
Yeah.
And it reads, we are reading out of the New King James Version, just so you guys are aware. So 8:1 reads, there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit.
Yes.
And then, but Romans 14:12 reminds us that we'll still give an account, and that accountability actually honors the life of faith. And Romans 14:12 reads, so then each of us shall give an account of himself to God.
Yes, God rewards obedience. Mm-hmm. He honors perseverance. He vindicates righteousness, and he reveals his glory through transformed lives.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So knowing God desires to reward us eternally shouldn't create pressure. It should honestly bring us hope and joy, you know, don't you think?
Yeah, I mean, I agree. So knowing that there's an award for us eternally, it does bring hope. But I also mentioned that it also brings a little bit of maybe unsureness, or not anxiety, but just a little bit of a gut punch of, am I doing what I'm doing for the right reasons? Am I doing it to glorify God or myself? Or is what I think I'm doing for God, is it going to be burnt up in my face? So, yes, it does bring hope, but it also brings a little bit of just uncertainty. But it also tells us that our God is faithful, and our faithfulness to him, it matters. So God, he sees every prayer. Mm-hmm. He sees every act of obedience. He sees every season we kept showing up, even when it was hard.
Yeah. So I guess that tells us, like, and we know this because he's omnipotent. Mm-hmm. He knows all. He's everywhere. So nothing is overlooked.
Right.
Nothing is forgotten, and nothing is wasted.
That's true.
You know, he'll use all things for good. So we live in a society of comparison, right? So we live in a culture that thrives on comparison, at platforms and numbers and visibility. But you know what? Heaven measures success very differently. And so if you truly want your full reward, and I think it's great, because remember last night, and we even read about this in Revelation, when John was talking about the full reward versus some reward versus no reward. You know, the scripture that he read was very clear that there would be some people who would have no reward, because it is based on your works here. And everybody is taught, you know, you shouldn't do any, you know, don't look at your works, but no, you should.
Absolutely.
You should look at your works. You know, we don't get saved by works, but we certainly better have good works here. Otherwise, if we don't, he's going to burn them up. And we talked about that. I mean, how horrible would that be? I think it was Lena who brought it up. Like, do you think we're going to see, like, how does that look? Right. You know, like, are we going to remember and all these things? But I'm like, my comment to that was, I think during the moment of judgment, literally the Lord showing us stuff, not to condemn us, but just like show us. And we're not going to be like, oh, poor me. It's going to be, oh man, we devastated the Lord. Like we, you know what I'm saying? Like we, unfortunately, we're going to be grieved because we grieved him and grieved the Holy Spirit, you know? And to watch things burn up that you're like, man, I thought I was doing good, but to see it burn up because it wasn't for the right reasons. And I think he gave examples like what of worship teams and of, you know, doing things.
Are you on the worship team for the Lord? To be seen. Or are you on the worship team to be seen to find a husband?
Right. Yeah. I think he used that as an example. It's kind of funny, but it is true. Like you, so you always, all of us, we all have to check our motives. And so we've said it how many times? Motives matter.
Right.
Yeah. So there's that. What do you get to say? About comparison. Is there anything that, you know?
So comparison, I feel, will pull us out of obedience and into insecurity. It could be like you don't feel like you're doing enough, maybe for the kingdom.
Yeah.
So now you're going to take this path because you feel like this will bring more people to the Lord. Whereas maybe he's just calling you to be a stay-at-home mom.
Yeah.
You know, you don't, you know, we don't know. Well, you know, you just got to pray about it. So God didn't call us to compete.
That's right.
He called us to be faithful. And I also like the comparison too, where God has our book written.
Yeah. Well, actually, when he talked about that, go ahead and explain what he said.
So God has a book written about our life. He knows all. He knows what we're going to do. And then there's the book that we write. And it's basically going to be compared. Like, how closely does our life represent what he has written for us? And I was like, dang.
Because John Bevere talked about, we talked about this, again, in Revelation, there was a lot of crossover, which I love, because it's like, you know, as we're listening to him and talking about this, there was a lot of crossover from our Revelation series. And
which is why it was felt that we needed to do Revelation first.
Absolutely.
We may not have understood this.
That's true. And but it was funny because he says, you know, Revelation talks about not the book, it's books. More so, than one books.
Right.
You know, book will be open. So, you know, when he opens the books and he used that reference. He's like, there's gonna be the book that the Lord says, well, here's the life that you lived.
It's the life.
And then there's
going to
be our perspective, right?
Yeah.
And we know, you know, as humans, our perspective is probably not going to line up exactly with what the Lord has seen. And we know he's right. So at the end of the day, his book is going to be, you know, the tell-all, I think, you know.
I feel like before, and it's so funny because Lena talks about, like, before our memory gets wiped clean, because that's what we think. There's no tears in heaven, right? I do feel like you might have a moment of just, you grieve because you grieved your father's heart.
You disappointed him. He talked about disappointment.
Yeah, but I feel like you'd be disappointed in yourself too. And like knowing that you could have had maybe a more fulfilled life than what you felt like you had. Maybe you didn't feel like you lived a fulfilled life. And it's like, okay, if I was just obedient, I could have lived a more fulfilled life and that would have honored God more and would have brought more people to the kingdom. I think we may have that revelation a little bit.
Right. That's true. Well, and I think that is true. And I think that's a good way to look at it. But You know, the talk about, it's like, you know, we know there's no tears in heaven. And I think that because once that judgment hits, it's because he brings everything out and then he gives us peace with, you know, there'll be that. And I'm not sure how that, what that looks like.
Right.
I just know it's going to be amazing when it does happen.
Because it was even brought up, are you going to care that you don't have rewards? You still made it to heaven. So does it really matter? But we don't know.
That's true. But we
won't know until we get there.
We talked about this in Revelation. And in one of the series, I'm like, I don't want to get into heaven by this smoke, with smoke coming off my tail.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I want to go and know that I made it. And I get that well done, good and faithful servant at the end, you know?
Yeah.
So you don't have the assignment. So we talked about obedience and like and comparison.
Yeah.
We need to understand we don't have other people's assignments.
That's right.
They don't have ours. So our only responsibility is obedience to the Lord. God handles the rest. So we, if we're obedient what he gives us and what we know our call is, and if you don't know your call, that's A, why we're in this series.
Absolutely.
But I strongly encourage everyone to pray on it. Like really deeply get into the word with the Lord, pray, and God will handle the rest. And he'll, you know, he'll handle the rest.
Yeah.
You know, what do you think?
Yeah, because your race is your race and my race is my race.
That's right. That's right.
And they may not look similar at all.
That's true. That's
true. God called some to be PGA people. God called some people to
be the Navy SEAL.
God called some people to be stay-at-home moms. Yep. Like no one's, but everything that we're doing is what he wants us to do. And that's how he has designed us to glorify his kingdom.
That's right. That's right.
Just if you feel like your calling looks mundane, don't feel like you have to flip the script.
Right.
This is what you pray about it, and if you feel the Holy Spirit saying this is what I have for you, then great.
Like, then walk in.
This is how you will best serve the Lord and his kingdom.
Yeah, that's right. So we also talked a little bit about fears and like fulfilling our callings, right?
Yeah.
So a lot of people carry quiet fears, like, man, did I start too late or did I miss something? Or did I really mess up so badly? I mean, like I'm 57 and I look and say, Lord, man, I came late in 2011 where I've always followed the Lord, but I mean, really, started following the Lord and I didn't actually get baptized till 2014 and I'm 57. So I am one of those people who are like, Lord, is it too late? And I know that it's not. So, I just pray on it and just keep moving forward.
If you're on this side of the grave, it's never too late.
That's right.
And that is where grace meets truth. So God values faithfulness over perfection. He's not asking us to be perfect.
No.
He's asking us to choose him, to die to ourselves, to die to our flesh. He redeems detours. So if you fall off, repent, come back. Wow. He's right there. He never leaves.
That's right.
And he restores broken seasons. He turns everything for his goodness, for his glory.
Yeah, exactly. And I think I even mentioned this last week when I said to Amy, we were talking about the detours, remember?
Yeah.
And I said, I get a vision when we're talking about like detours or like we've, basically fallen away or whatever. And it's like, I can just see there's a fork in the road. You know, you got a fork in the road and God's saying, the Lord's saying, go this way and you're veering towards the right. So imagine, a Y and you're going to the right. And he's like, no, over here. And so he kind of like gently brings you back. The Holy Spirit kind of gives you some conviction. And so you get back in line with the Lord and then you do it again. And that is seasons of your life, So I think, like you said, he'll redeem the detours. He'll restore the broken seasons. And that is a perfect example, So now we're going to read Philippians 1:6 because it reminds us, he who began a good work will finish it. So Crystal, if you'll read Philippians 1:6, please. Yep.
Being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ.
Yeah, praise God. So one thing we didn't get to do during our Bible study, which was something that's called like the envelope activity. It's a practical application. So I want to get into this. This is where the lesson gives us something practical to do with those fears that we talked about. So not just think about them, but it's called the envelope activity. And it's pretty simple, but it can be very, very powerful. So here's how it works. You take time and honestly write down your concerns about fulfilling your calling, not what sounds spiritual. So be honest, you know, not what you think you should say, but real stuff. So fear of missing it, fear of starting too late, fear of comparison, fear of not finishing well. Mm-hmm. So write it all down, whatever it is, okay? And then place that paper in an envelope, and then you need to seal it. And write your name and the date that you did it. So today's date, if you did it today or whenever you do it, and put that on the outside of the envelope. The sealing part matters because this is a physical way of saying, God, I'm releasing control. Mm-hmm. And then after that, I want you to pray over that. And if you are in a group or you have a group that you can pray with, gather all the envelopes together and pray corporately over those envelopes. And we missed doing that this week, so we may do that next week at Bible study because we missed it, unfortunately. So I think we will do that. And if you're alone, just lay your hands on it and pray over it. And then put the envelope somewhere safe and leave it there for 1 year. And 1 year from now, you'll open it. And what usually happens in this is you'll see how many fears never came true, how many concerns God already handled, how much growth happened while you were worried. Mm-hmm. It becomes a marker, like a reminder of God's faithfulness. And I think this is just a physical way of doing that. And I love it. Yeah. And so I'm looking forward to us doing it as a group next Tuesday when we get back into Bible study.
Yeah. And we actually did something similar to this when I was in a youth group, except we took like things we wanted to give to the Lord, like someone wanted to hand over smoking. And we had a bonfire. We wanted to basically surrender to the Lord.
Yep.
Wrote it down. And then we burned it.
Yeah.
We burned it in the bonfire. So, but this, I like doing, I like it this way because it's visual. It's a reminder.
Yeah.
And then I think this will help turn maybe whatever anxieties you have into trust.
Yeah.
And I think this activity will actually help see how faithful God is over time. Instead of just believing it as a theory, you'll actually have hard evidence of it, which I think is amazing. It will only strengthen your walk with
Christ. Well, that's true, because you're going to, you know, how many times, I mean, I'm very guilty, like, we don't always know where the Lord's moving because we don't, like, if you're not a journaler, which I'm bad about, like I have so many notebooks started. It's me pathetic. Too. It's like, I really need to focus on that because I love that. Cause if you can go back and look in those journals, you're like, oh, here's where the Lord moved. And I've done that. Like I went back and, I can see where the Lord, and it's where the Lord has moved on something that I was praying on. I'm like, wow. So to see that tangible evidence, because we're human, we forget things, you know, we forget how good, how faithful and good the Lord is in certain instances, you know? Right. So I think it's great. So we're definitely going to do it. So here's our challenge for you this week. Don't just listen to this lesson, like actually do it.
Yeah.
Take time this week and complete the envelope activity, write it down, seal it, pray over it, and really trust it with the Lord. Because faith isn't believing, it's actually surrendering.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's do a little bit of reflection. So scripture reminds us that we will all stand before the judgment seat of Christ, not to be condemned, but to be rewarded, right?
Right, yep. And even scripture talks about work being burned up, and yet it still says that the believer is saved. And that's God's true mercy right there. So that's his mercy. And that's the truth together.
That's right. And before we move on, I want to give the additional readings that we haven't touched on that John Bevere did so that you can go, the listeners, you can go in and read these scriptures for yourself and it will help you during this called series. And so the first one is Hebrews 6 verses 1 and 2, James 4 verse 14, John 17, verse 4, 2 Timothy 4, verses 7 and 8, Ephesians 2, verse 10, Ecclesiastes 3, verse 15, and 2 Peter 1, 10 and 11. So with that being said, as always, our calling moves beyond teaching into action, right?
Yeah. And faith isn't meant to stay inside four walls.
That's right. And so if you feel led to serve, give, or partner with Beyond the Church Walls Ministry, we are actively serving our community through outreach, prayer, food distribution, and discipleship. We don't just talk about Jesus, we live him. So with that being said, we're going to close our podcast. Crystal, if you will close us out in prayer.
Father God, thank you for calling us and trusting us with purpose. Help us live faithful lives that honor you. When fear or comparison tries to distract us, bring us back to obedience and trust in you. Teach us to walk with eternity in mind and to steward what you've given us well. We rely on your grace every step of the way and trust you to finish what you started. We give you our calling, our future, and our lives. In Jesus' precious and mighty name we pray.
Amen. Amen. So now with that being said, we thank you very much for joining us during this episode.
Yep.
So until then,
stay
grounded, stay hungry, and stay unfiltered in your walk with Jesus. This is Unfiltered Faith, Beyond the Church Walls. We love you, and we will see you next Thursday. God bless.